It's 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Baylor University has drawn a record number of freshman applications, despite a lingering sexual assault scandal that's led to lawsuits and the departure of top administrators. The Baptist University in Waco has received about 36,000 applications. That's according to the Houston Chronicle. Students have until May 1st to make a final admission decision. Baylor is contending with lawsuits stemming from its handling of assault claims made against a number of former football players. Students and alumni have questioned the university's response to rape allegations on campus in recent years. Baylor officials attribute the increase in applications to a strong brand in the state and outreach efforts to high school students. Dallas Morning News previously reported that Baylor saw its second highest number of early admission applications in school history. The Texas legislature is in full swing, and we're answering some of your questions about what goes on at the state capitol as part of our Texas Decides project. Governor Greg Abbott has been pushing for a convention of states to amend the U.S. Constitution. The goal? To limit the federal government's power. Andrew Schneider with Houston Public Media reports on the possibility of a constitutional convention and what it could mean for Texans.
When Governor Abbott took the stage to deliver his State of the State message in January, people expected him to call for a constitutional convention, but Abbott went one step further.
Senator Birdwell and Representative Phil King, you know as well as I do that the future of America cannot wait for tomorrow. So I am declaring this an emergency item today.
The two men Abbott singled out had already filed legislation for a so-called convention of states. They want to pass amendments to the U.S. Constitution that, among other things, would require a balanced federal budget and impose term limits on members of Congress, which got listener Jessica Larson of Austin thinking, that seems like a pretty tall order. So she asked us,
what would this require? How likely is it?
Larson says for most of her life, the country has been more or less balanced between Republicans and Democrats. Today, Republicans dominate the national government and almost two-thirds of the state governments.
The idea that we would have a new constitution just because the Republicans seem to hold the majority of power nationwide was a bit shocking to me.
Political science professor Cal Gilson from Southern Methodist University says he thinks that's exactly why supporters of such a convention are acting now.
Because they may not, will not always control as much of government in the United States as they do today.
The Texas Senate has already approved the measures on a party-line vote. They're strongly favored to pass the House as well. If they do, Texas would become the 10th state to call for such a convention. Then what? Charles Rocky Rhodes teaches constitutional law at South Texas College of Law, Houston.
The United States Constitution provides that on application by two-thirds of the state legislatures, which would be 34 states right now, that Congress is to call a convention to propose amendments that then are going to have to be ratified by three-fourths of the states in order to go into effect.
Rhodes says the only precedent for such a convention is the one called in 1787. Delegates were sent to Philadelphia to amend the current governing federal charter, the Articles of Confederation, but wound up scrapping it entirely and writing the Constitution we have now. The possibility of something like that has conservatives like Barbara Harless, co-founder of the North Texas Citizens Lobby, afraid special interests could hijack a convention.
What if a real Article 5 convention proposed amendments with unintended consequences that actually increased federal powers and did not restrict them?
That's Harless testifying against the convention measures when they came up before the Senate State Affairs Committee. Like Governor Abbott, she's convinced the federal government is running amok. But she thinks nothing, even the threat of jail time like Texas's legislation mandates, would guarantee delegates would carry out their state's wishes.
People often ask me, well, Barbara, you know, you just want to sit around and do nothing. We want to do something. Well, drilling the holes in the bottom of the Titanic to let the water out is doing something, but you're going to sink the boat.
The Texas legislature and the nine states that have already called for a convention have all used model language from an organization called Citizens for Self-Governance. The Austin-based political group is led by Mark Meckler, a co-founder of Tea Party Patriots. The group did not respond to a request for an interview for this feature. In Houston, I'm Andrew Schneider.
The Republican leadership in Congress is hammering out details in its plan to replace the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare. Some of that will happen in the committee chaired by Pete Sessions. Over the weekend, the Dallas Republican went home to his district where he faced constituents. And as KERA's Christopher Collar reports, it went about as well as other congressional town halls have gone lately.
If Pete Sessions wanted to get a sense of his constituents' mood, he just had to read the signs outside of the Richardson High School auditorium. There were the conservatives, like John Boehner.
I want our government out of the health care business. That's why I'm carrying this sign. Repeal. It needs to repeal and replace sometime later, but it needs to be market-oriented.
Then there were progressives, like Dolores Soroka.
Paul Ryan has a specific agenda, and he's out to destroy Medicare and Medicaid.
Inside the auditorium, Sessions told the nearly 2,000-strong audience he hoped they could all be polite, even if they disagreed. But many in the crowd weren't there for that. Sessions heads the powerful Rules Committee in the House, which means he'll be a key player when Congress takes up the Republican health care bill. He said Obamacare underperformed and cost too much.
The way they did health care was actually detrimental to job growth and job creation.
The Republican plan would keep many of the elements people like from Obamacare, he said. It would also cut taxes on wealthy Americans. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office said 24 million more people would be uninsured under the plan. Sessions insisted it'll give people the opportunity, but not a mandate, to get health insurance. Crowd response? That back and forth played on for more than 2 hours. Sessions took questions ranging from immigration to President Trump's possible ties to Russia, all the questions read by a moderator.
The next question, this next question comes from Marcia in Dallas. And Marcia says, I want to see President Trump's tax returns.
Sessions' district includes North Dallas neighborhoods and posh suburbs, safe territory for the Republican. For 2 decades, Sessions has faced down challengers from both sides. But last fall, voters there chose Hillary Clinton, leaving Democrats spoiling for a fight in 2018. Throughout the town hall, frustrated conservatives streamed out of the auditorium. Lee Huebner and her husband didn't like all the shouting and booing.
We came to show support for him. We're conservative. We were afraid there would be a lot of non-conservative people here, and we were right.
Some progressives also left disappointed and said they didn't feel heard. Candace Walter, a progressive herself, wanted more listening all around.
I think maybe Americans are immature and we like to scream and throw tantrums instead of have discussions and try to work things out.
The conversation should be more civil, she says, which may be one of the only things she and her congressman agree on. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.
And finally, the Baylor Lady Bears are counting on home court advantage tonight in the second round of the NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament. They face the Golden Bears of University of California, Berkeley, in Waco. Games at 8 o'clock on ESPN2. Berkeley is the number 9 seed, but Baylor is number 1 and is likely to make next week's Final Four in Dallas at the American Airlines Center. The Texas A&M women's team is also playing tonight. They face UCLA at 9:05 on the ESPNU channel. Mostly clear skies in store for us this evening. Should be a low near 61 later tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, a high in the mid-80s. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy, low around 62. It's currently 87 degrees in Dallas and Fort Worth, 86 in Tyler, and 90 in Wichita Falls. At 6:30, this is KERA News.